Catastrophic storms like Irene, Lee, and Superstorm Sandy ravaged much of the Hudson River watershed with flooding and erosion. Environmental advocates and policymakers say that's evidence that climate change is having a major impact on the quantity and quality of water supplies. At a recent conference in New Paltz, stakeholders called for communities to seize this watershed moment while admitting that changing existing attitudes to water management can take a long time. Jenna Flanagan reports.
Intense storm events overwhelm much of the state's aging wastewater infrastructure, causing overflow that contaminates public waterways with human waste, according to Tracy Brown of Riverkeeper. And while a lot of communities have this problem, she says it's worse in the capital region.
They're releasing a lot of sewage every time it rains. And then, in addition to that, the wastewater treatment plants that they have don't do disinfection. So in the background, even in dry weather, when they're operating properly and they're not bypassing, they're doing the filtration and the primary treatment, but they're not disinfecting for pathogens.
As a result, Brown says the Hudson River isn't zoned for recreational use near Albany, but a few miles downstream where wastewater is disinfected, the water is safe enough for swimming. Julie Moore, a senior engineer with Vermont Water Resources Group Stone Environmental, says as rainstorms become more frequent and intense, it's important for watershed communities to change their approaches to stream management.
At that day-to-day scale, a lot of the strategies we employed were okay. They worked. The problem is during these extreme events, we realize that we haven't given the rivers the room they need, and the events tend to be catastrophic and extremely expensive.
She says streams and rivers will occasionally need to change direction and flood when inundated with water. Moore adds that mitigating flooding upstream will likely cause more damage downstream. In New Paltz, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.